This Marketplace podcast is supported by Invest Puerto Rico. What's next in innovation? That's not the right question. It's where. Puerto Rico, more than just a tropical paradise, it's innovation's paradise, where startups and global players coexist in a vast and vibrant ecosystem, where talent runs deep, highly skilled, and bilingual. Plus, the island offers the most competitive tax incentives in the U.S. If you believe your business can go anywhere, Puerto Rico is the place. Find out more at investpr.org/marketplace. Again, that address is investpr.org/marketplace.
It's called protein degradation. And if you're a bad protein in a cancer cell, you'd better get your affairs in order. Because now, thanks to Dana-Farber's foundational work, protein degradation can target cancer-causing proteins and destroy them right inside the cell. This take-no-prisoners approach is making a difference in multiple myeloma and other blood cancers, and is how Dana-Farber is working to treat previously untreatable cancers. Learn more at danafarber.org/everywhere.
Why your broker is not supposed to use WhatsApp. I'm David Brancaccio in New York. U.S. officials say some of Wall Street's top companies have admitted to violating record-keeping rules and will pay nearly $2 billion in fines. Billion with a B as in billion. This has to do with using the kind of mobile messaging apps that keep info secret from regulators. Marketplace's Nova Safo is here with more.
Yeah, David, we're talking about 11 banks and brokerage firms on Wall Street, among them Bank of America, Barclays, Citigroup, Goldman Sachs, and Morgan Stanley. The fines are coming from two agencies, the Securities and Exchange Commission and the Commodity Futures Trading Commission. The agencies say employees at the Wall Street firms, including senior executives, were routinely using private messaging apps, things like WhatsApp and Signal, to communicate business matters and then not preserving those conversations. Now, these messaging apps are encrypted, so by design, they're meant to keep communications private. And the problem apparently got worse during the pandemic when people were working from home. And what these firms are supposed to do is preserve all of their business communications in case regulators want to examine them. And the agencies say a lot of the times the companies didn't do that. In fact, in hundreds, if not thousands of instances, there are missing communications.
Now, are we hearing from the financial firms?
Well, not directly. According to the orders published by the regulatory agencies, the companies, in almost all instances, admitted to the wrongdoing. That's pretty extraordinary because usually what we see in these cases is, you know, neither admits nor denies, but will pay the fines. And the firms agreed to bring on compliance consultants to review communications policies and procedures and make sure they're retaining electronic communications, which they are legally required to do.
All right, Marketplace's Nova Safo there. Thank you. There's word of some official intervention today in the British bond market amid a flight from bonds over there as the new UK government announced a plan to cut taxes by borrowing more money. Today, the Bank of England abruptly switched from selling some of its bond holdings to buying them instead. The British government's borrowing plan is part of this, but economics tells us that when the U.S. raises rates, the dollar tends to go up. Analyst Susan Schmidt is with Exchange Capital Resources.
That's right. And the British government is worried because this is actually getting to a point where we haven't seen this type of exchange rate before. We're down to $1.06, $1.07 is equal to a British pound. That number's been as high as needing over $2 to buy a single British pound. And more recently, $1.20, $1.30 to buy one British pound. So now we're getting very close to parity. The British government's looking at that, wanting to strengthen the British pound. And they're saying, all right, well, we need to raise interest rates as a result. We need to prop up our interest rates. Therefore, you're seeing the Bank of England come out this morning talking about increasing their purchases because if they buy their debt, that will boost their bonds.
A high dollar makes things super cheap in places like the UK or the Euro countries for dollar-toting U.S. travelers, but erodes U.S. company profits when they move the money back into dollars.
Thank you. With access to so much information, it's hard to feel like an informed, discerning citizen. That's why on Make Me Smart, which is a podcast from Marketplace, we make it easy for you to stay in the know. Hi, I'm Kai Rizdahl. Every weekday, Kimberly Adams and I unpack the latest from Washington, D.C.
The Senate Minority Leader has announced that he will step down as the Republican leader.
What's happening in AI? I mean, don't buy at the top, but holy cow, artificial intelligence and all the companies related to it are the hot new thing. And we do the numbers.
So as a refresher, inflation is the rate of increase in the prices of things. It's not just sort of things getting more expensive. It's a speed at which things get more expensive.
Because in a world that's constantly changing, we all need to stay smart. Listen to Make Me Smart wherever you get your podcasts.
What responsibility do colleges have when their students fail to graduate but still hold loans? In collaboration with the education nonprofit The Hechinger Report, GBH in Boston's Kirk Carapezza reports on a move to force colleges with low success rates to bear at least some of those costs.
About 36 million Americans have some college education but no degree, yet many of them still owe money on their student loans. So years before President Biden announced his sweeping debt relief plan, estimated by the Congressional Budget Office to run about $400 billion, both Republicans and Democrats said colleges should assume responsibility for students who default on those loans.
We should be asking more of these institutions, both to protect the students and also to protect taxpayer resources.
Economist Beth Akers with the American Enterprise Institute researches higher ed finance. Akers says the government should raise the bar for schools.
I'd much rather we look at who's producing results and then use that as the gatekeeper for federal funding.
The government rarely kicks colleges out of the student loan program for high default rates, and for-profit colleges account for more than 11% of those who default on their loans within 3 years, even though those schools enroll only about 7% of students.
If you don't graduate or help graduate students, you as a college should have a responsibility for that debt.
Claudio Martinez is executive director of the nonprofit group Zero Debt Massachusetts. He works with families who are struggling to repay their loans.
Colleges and universities have gotten carte blanche.
Colleges say forcing them to share the risk of student loans will only increase cost.
Many schools will simply pass the cost of the risk sharing on to the borrower.
Terry Hartle is a senior advisor with the American Council on Education, which represents hundreds of colleges. He says it's a basic law of economics.
Externally imposed increases in the cost of doing business get passed on to consumers. And that is what will happen here at an awful lot of places.
And Hartle says risk sharing could discourage colleges from accepting marginal students who might default on loans, hurting those schools that serve the most vulnerable students. In Boston, I'm Kirk Carapezza for Marketplace.
And authorities in Europe say breaks in the Nord Stream natural gas pipelines from Russia to Germany are likely deliberate sabotage, possibly caused by explosives. Prior to the ruptures in the lines, the price of natural gas in Europe had fallen to its lowest point since July, with European storage tanks stocked for the winter. Since the breaks in the lines, the price has been spiking back up, even though the Russian gas company had already turned off Nord Stream 1, saying it needed maintenance. In New York, I'm David Brancaccio. This is the Marketplace Morning Report. From APM, American Public Media.
With access to so much information, it's hard to feel like an informed, discerning citizen. That's why on Make Me Smart, which is a podcast from Marketplace, we make it easy for you to stay in the know. Hi, I'm Kai Rizdahl. Every weekday, Kimberly Adams and I unpack the latest from Washington, D.C.
The Senate Minority Leader has announced that he will step down as the Republican leader.
What's happening in AI? I mean, don't buy at the top, but holy cow, artificial intelligence and all the companies related to it are the hot new thing. And we do the numbers.
So as a refresher, inflation is the rate of increase in the prices of things. It's not just sort of things getting more expensive. It's a speed at which things get more expensive.
Because in a world that's constantly changing, we all need to stay smart. Listen to Make Me Smart wherever you get your podcasts.